Welcome back to hour number one of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are so glad you made it a point to join us. We are having a wonderful conversation with Tim Kirchen of ESPN, talking about his new book, I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies, Inside the Game That We All Love. Before we rejoin Tim, we want to remind all of you guys, hey, you challenged us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And if you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required. Normal data rates apply. Well, we're so delighted to open back up the mic. Tim Kirchen of ESPN and talking about his new book, I Am Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies. I definitely want you to share one of my personal favorites. Tell the story about Nolan Ryan when he was asked to throw out the first ball at the Rangers game. He didn't just go out there and lob a pitch on the front of the mound. He got loose in the batting cage, and poor Jim Sundberg. Jim's been on our show many times.
Right. Well, this is so classic Nolan Ryan.
Come on, bring it.
Power pitcher of all time. You're right. He walks right to the top of the mound. He goes into a full windup for a ceremonial first pitch. Nobody does this anymore. Jim Sundberg, who caught him, of course, in the major league, looks at this, and he's not ready for this. And, of course, Nolan lets it go, as only Nolan can. And as a 60-year-old man, he throws it 85 miles an hour to home plate. Fortunately, Jim Sundberg is a catcher, but he said, I had to bend down real quickly to even catch the ball. And he said, and I split my pants there in front of everyone. That is Jim Sundberg, and more important, that is Nolan Ryan.
Jim Sundberg, six-time Gold Glove winner. The title of the book is I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies, Inside the Game That We All Love. We love Tim Kirchen, does a great job. And how about give us a hit on our Astros? We are trending in the right direction, finally.
Yes, it's about time. That's a really talented team there, and a whole lot has gone wrong so far. And if I were an Astro fan, I would look at it like, okay, our bad period is over. Now we're on the way up. You know they're going to score more runs than they've scored to this point. You know Dallas Keuchel is going to turn this around and be a really good pitcher. And you know all that talent in the bullpen is going to come together at some point. I picked them to win the division at the beginning of the year. I'm not backing off now. I've seen some trouble signs, but I think for the most part, they are over, and then we're going to see much better days ahead for the Astros.
What's been your impressions of Jose Altuve? I mean, he's been hitting for incredible power.
Yeah, he's my height. We're both 5'5", which is just unbelievable to me that a 5'5 guy has already hit 9 or 10 home runs. And it just shows you, and I point this out clearly in the book, one of the great beauties of the game is the best players in the game, some of them look like Jose Altuve. They look like the rest of us, as opposed to being 6'10" or 350 pounds. They are every man the baseball players, but as long as you have the skills to play this sport, you can play it. A good lesson for all our kids out there. If you try hard enough, you don't have to look like the greatest athlete in the world to be a really good baseball player.
It is deceptive. Tim Kirchen has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. My producer wants me to definitely ask this. Talk to me about Max Scherzer. Strikes out 20 to tie a record. Can you put into perspective, Tim, that amazing accomplishment?
Well, it's really stunning because only 5 times in Major League history has a pitcher pitched 9 innings and struck out 20 batters. 5. And since the last time that happened in 2001, we've had 7 perfect games and 46 no-hitters. So it gives you an idea of how difficult it is to strike out 20 batters. And Max Scherzer struck out his 20 batters, throwing a total of 119 pitches, 96 of them for strikes. So just try to wrap your arms around this. He threw 23 balls, and he struck out 20 batters. That is inconceivable that both of those numbers could go together, But that's how dominant Max Scherzer was.
And he was obviously very motivated. It was against his former team, too.
Right. And now he's beaten all 30 teams in the major league. The only team he'd never beaten was the Detroit Tigers, and he beat them in a very emphatic way.
Go ahead and get a copy of Tim Kirchen's new book, I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies Inside the Game That We All Love. Congratulations. Always an honor to have you on the program right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We enjoy your work. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Always awesome to catch up with Tim Kirchen of ESPN. Now, you want to stick around in hour number two. We've got some more great conversations coming your way. Andy Pondillo with our weekly MLB news and notes. And I can promise all the Houston Astro fans you're going to want to stick around because, of course, the Astros, they went 6-4 on their recent homestand. They look to be showing life. We want to get Andy's perspective and insight on that. Also, we are going to be visiting with Bill Rabinowitz in hour number two, Ohio State football beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch. We're going to be talking about Ezekiel Elliott and how the Buckeyes, they had a very strong showing in the 2016 NFL Draft. Much more coming your way right here in hour number two at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And as a reminder, you can go to podcastarena.com, click on the YSR tab, and listen to all of our amazing interviews. We will be right back with much, much more.